At least 51 people are now reported to have died in flash floods affecting southeastern Spain, the state's broadcaster TVE has reported. Hours earlier, the leader of the Valencia region told reporters that an unspecified number of bodies had been found, but didn't provide a number out of respect for the families. For more, I'm joined by Stephen Bergen, now freelance journalist in Barcelona. Stephen, reports on the death toll have been rising steadily over the last few hours. What is the latest?
Well, as you say, the latest is 51, but I think the overnight death toll was 13. But obviously, in the light of day, this is really emerging as a national catastrophe. And as many areas are cut off, it is impossible to know how many people there might be, how many dead there might be. There are many people who are stranded in cars, on rooftops, even in trees, waiting to be rescued. Obviously, there's the rescue services are really, really stretched, and it's still raining. And parts of Valencia had a month's rain in the space of four times a month's rain in the space of about an hour. So yes, it's pretty apocalyptic at the moment.
Wow, how unusual are floods of this severity and speed, especially in Spain?
What isn't unusual is floods at this time of year on the east coast of Spain. It happens every year, and these extreme events called the cold drop happen every few years. But as with everywhere else, all these weather events are becoming more and more extreme. And nothing on this scale has been seen since 1987. And it's limited. I mean, there was plenty of warning that there was going to be flooding and heavy rain, but no one expected it on this scale. And I think there's not that much you can do to prevent, apart from warning people to stay indoors and so on.
And Stephen, you say it is still raining. Has the worst abated, or is there more to come? What's the forecast like?
I think the absolute worst has abated, but there's still a lot of rain. It's moving north to the northern parts of Valencia and the southern parts of Tarragona, which may well experience flooding as well. But we're hoping that nothing on this level.
Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. Stephen Bergen there, a journalist based in Barcelona.